Mini episode 882 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 882 and our preview of NFL Week 3. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with a look around the league and picks for each game. I was 7-9 last week, but 3-0 on my big three and 1-0 on my lock pick, bringing me to 14-16-1, 4-2, and 1-1 on the year in those categories. We open, as always, with the Thursday game, a real crap fest between the Rams and 49ers in Santa Clara. L.A. started the week laying 2.5, and it's gone to 3. San Fran has been world beaters of late against these divisional foes whilst losing to literally everyone else in the league, but based on how these teams have looked thus far, that streak ends right here with a Los Angeles win and cover. Early Sunday morning in London, the Ravens and Jags square off in a game that opened at Baltimore minus 2.5 and has gone to 3.5. The line is perhaps lower than expected, given that the public should have been fooled into thinking that the Birds were world beaters, given their performances in shutting down the hapless Bengal and Brown offenses, but because it is that low, they're a good play here. Moving to the 1 o'clock games, the Saints are at Carolina getting 5.5, which has been a steady line all week. It's an excellent get-well opportunity for the Panther offense, as they should cover here. And yet another annoying example of Vegas trying to thwart this show for no good reason, there's still no line on the Tampa at Minnesota game. Sam Bradford's status is the ostensible factor. We'll do what we've done before and set a provisional line. The guess here is that Bradford plays, but Tampa still looks like a good pick. Lay the points if they are laying 5 or less, which they probably will be. Pittsburgh is at Chicago, laying 8.5 up from 7.5 at the open. That's a lot of points, given that the public is being fooled into thinking that the Steelers are world beaters based on getting by the Browns and the Bradford-less Vikings. We'll take the points. The Dolphins are at the Meadowlands to face their divisional foes, the Jets, and are laying 7, which is twice what the number was originally. With Miami getting off to the hurricane-delayed start to their season with a West Coast trip before now coming all the way cross-country, this smells like a classic spot where the inferior team doesn't win, but penis punches their way to an annoying backdoor cover, so figure on New York for that. The Giants travel down to Philly and are getting 7, up from 5 at the open. Yes, the G-men look like hot garbage right now and are on a short week, but this is perhaps too much faith in a still-developing Eagles squad at this time. Whether or not they win, New York should cover. New England hosts Houston and started out laying 11, a line that has now climbed to 14.5. Yes, the Texans are famously lousy against the Pats, especially in the playoffs, but oddly enough, the matchups indicate that Lamar Miller could get a bounce-back game here. There's no way that Houston wins, but the back door is wide open and we think they'll crawl in. The Browns are at Indy in a game that has been pick-em all week long. With no Andrew Luck, that seemingly puts both teams among the league dregs. It's a must-win for both, it seems like, but probably even more so for Cleveland, so we'll take the Brownies here. Seattle goes down to the Music City in a game with a line that has flipped, going from Hawks minus 2.5 to plus 2.5. That gives the impression that people are overreacting to both teams' games from last week, so take the Seahawks. KC comes out to the Junior College Soccer Stadium for their visit to the Chargers, laying 3 after spotting 4.5 at the jump. This one is purely a gut feeling, but in an 8-8 league, we're looking for these teams to be only one game apart after 3 games in. Take the Lightning Bolts. The Natty travels to Lambeau, getting 10, up from the opening 7.5. Replacing a coordinator often provides a short-term sugar rush and definitely changes tendencies, so look for the Bungles to at least sneak through the back door. Dallas is at Arizona on Monday night, laying 3 off of the opening 3.5. The Cowboys won't often look as bad as they did last week against Denver, at least for the reasons that they did. Here they should at least be able to get back to controlling the ball much better, and as such, they should cover. Moving to the big three picks, in a battle of two teams who've lost a buttload of Super Bowls, the Broncos are at the Bills, laying 3 points up from one. There's a lot of public money on Denver, who are off a highly publicized win and moving two time zones over this week, so the pick feels like a trap, but Buffalo is still too shaky of a squad to like right now, and a classic thwart the expectations spot. In the Sunday nighter, the Redskins try to avenge Super Bowl 18. They're getting 3 up from 2.5. The road team has won the last 6 games in this series, and Oaktown will make it 7, continuing their early momentum as a Super Bowl favorite in the AFC. For the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 3, Atlanta is at Detroit, laying 2.5 down from the opening field goal. Both teams are 2-0 and both made the playoffs last year, but don't be lulled into believing that they're both legit Super Bowl contenders. We'll be on the defending NFC champions in this spot. And yes, road favorite Ricky rides again on all 3 big 3 picks this week. We'll see how it all shakes out. Thanks for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.